Petula Martin now with the business news.
Thanks, Mary. Tesco Ireland will create 1,150 jobs to support business operations in the run-up to Christmas. 450 are full-time permanent positions and 700 are seasonal. CEO of Tesco Ireland, Carrie Daniels, joins us this morning. Carrie, recruitment has already begun. In what areas of the business will successful applicants be working?
Oh, morning, Petula. Yes, we've got roles across all of our shops. We want to open our checkouts for longer and all of them be open. Pickers for grocery home shopping, drivers to deliver shops to our customers at their homes, and generally replenishing our shelves through the Christmas period.
Now, Tesco sells clothes and other items deemed non-essential. You were forced to shut those sections during Level 5 restrictions. Are all Tesco stores compliant now?
Absolutely. From the outset, we've followed government guidelines and done as requested. Our overall objective through all of this is to keep our colleagues and our customers safe when they're shopping with us. So we absolutely have followed all the guidelines. We just hope that
and
it's a challenging time.
Do you agree with closing
around
those sections of the stores?
We need to do what we need to do to keep our customers and colleagues safe. And we'll follow the guidelines. And when the government actually review the restrictions and it's safe to open those areas, then of course we will.
You're clearly expecting a busy Christmas with this recruitment drive. Now, introducing safety measures have been costly for all retailers, but Tesco remains profitable. Will you be passing any of that on to customers since every little helps?
No, not at all. I mean, overall, our priority has been the safety of our colleagues and our customers. So all the measures we put in, safety glass around our checkouts, our customer count monitors at the front of store, the signage, sanitizers, all are very, very important to keep everybody safe when they shop with us. And absolutely, we will not be passing the cost on to our customers.
But in terms of Tesco being profitable, will you be passing any of the benefits on to customers?
We are constantly reviewing our offers and our prices and making sure we're as competitive and as keenly priced as we can be. So that's an ongoing way we work generally.
Okay. Delivery drivers are among the new jobs. Has there been a big shift to online grocery shopping and home delivery at Tesco?
There absolutely has. I mean, we've seen in the last 6 months our online shopping double. We've doubled the capacity of our slots, so we've got more slots available, and we've doubled our sales in that area. And that's through grocery home shopping, delivering to our customers' homes, but also click and collect, which has proven very, very popular, where customers can pre-order at a designated time that suits them and is convenient to them. They can pop along to their store and pick their shop up. So basically through delivery to home and click and collect, we've seen a massive increase in demand. And as much as we keep adding vans and keep adding new sites, they're filling up. And what's been really popular actually is our over 65s free delivery. So we've seen more of those customers shopping with us and making use of the free delivery, which I think they found very helpful through this time.
Something that's likely to be a permanent trend into the future. Carrie Daniels, CEO of Tesco Ireland, thanks for talking to us this morning. I'll have more business news at 8:30. On ya.